Good morning, Adama. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. Thank you for asking. Now, you came to Australia from Sierra Leone early in your life. What was your experience like?
Well, I think as a young child coming to Australia, it was a little bit of a culture shock, but it was great at the same time because I grew up in Armidale, and at the time there was, you know, kids from all different parts of the world there. So I grew up in a very multicultural society.
Wow, and Armidale in New South Wales North. And there are many different countries that make up Africa. How many are represented at the Africultures Festival this Saturday?
So we estimate about 40 different countries will be there. Some will be through food stalls, some will be through fashion, some are performances. So you get a chance to see Africa, as many countries in Africa as possible on the day.
And just how different is the culture of each country of Africa? Is there a lot of sort of variation in different things in Africa?
Yeah, that's correct. It's quite different. I mean, from the north of Africa, which has very different different cultures, to the south, to the east, to the west. I mean, the environment plays a big difference, religion, language. So it's quite diverse. Even within one country, you could have, you know, 20 different tribes who speak 20 different languages and have 20 different ways of life. So the Africultures Festival is really, it's a cheaper way to experience Africa in one day.
Than to fly over to Africa, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Now, you've been coordinating the festival for the last 5 years. Why is it important to you and I guess to the African community to have something like Africultures in Sydney?
I think that the festival, one of the aims around it is to bring the different African communities together, to give them a chance to showcase their culture, their heritage, but also to build relationships across cultures. And also, I guess, it's for the broader community to get that deeper understanding of what Africa is all about. Often when we say Africa, people think it's one country.
Mm.
So for the community, it's really a good chance, a fun way to showcase the diversity within the continent. Not just for the African community, but for the broader community as well.
Yeah, right. And what kind of things will be happening at the Africultures Festival this Saturday?
Oh, there's so many things planned. We've got two stages where there'll be entertainment throughout the day. So we'll have dance workshops where you can learn to dance dances from places like Zimbabwe and Ethiopia. There'll be about 20 food stalls. They'll have food from the different corners of the continent. There'll be a marketplace as well where you'll be able to purchase some artifacts and clothing and shoes. There's a fashion parade. Fashion is such a big part of the African culture. So you'll see fashion from different parts of the continent. There'll be a soccer tournament, a six-a-side soccer tournament, as well as some children's activities as well.
I believe a new feature of the festival this year is Story Hour. What does that consist of?
So the Story Hour involves some African writers who'll be doing some readings of their works, and it's a new part of the festival. We want to showcase the diversity of the talent within the African Australian community. So it's a 1 hour event that the writers, they're all female writers, will actually be reading some snippets of their writings that they've done over the past year.
Well, it's all happening this Saturday. The Africultures Festival kicks off at 11 a.m. at Wyatt Park Church Road in Lidcombe. Adama, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER.
All right, thank you. I hope to see you there.